Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Erevin 64, talking about being good with your neighbors, being good with those non-Jewish people around us, those that are not necessarily part of our religion or our way of life of the Judaic realm, but still having proper derech eretz and manners. Rava said, let one of them go and develop a friendship with the idolater. Then that resident should request from the idolater permission to use a place in the chatzar, in his chatzar, to store something there. Meaning that he should have the sufficient right to use it for storage, following Beis Yosef. And you should make sure to be able to befriend the person, to be on good terms with the person. By doing this, he would become similar to an employee or a part-time farmhand, like a sacher, a year-round employee, while a lakid is someone hired for the reaping and harvesting season, pointed out in the notes in Rashi. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, even a Jewish employee or farmhand working for an idolater may give his share of the Erev, and this is sufficient for the idolater's dwelling. Meaning that you make yourself, that you're able to attach yourself to those around you. A lot of times, unfortunately, people throughout history felt that they were better than other people. People felt that they were higher, more pompous. Even nowadays, we see this in secular society, giving so much importance to Hevel, to people that don't deserve such honor, such respect, to entertainers or actors or actresses or football players. Craziness. Why do they get the honor? The people that get the honor are the people that are not really looking for honor, that are running away from honor. That's a whole other concept. But the idea being to properly give kavod, to properly give respect to those around you. Be proper with your manners, with your derech eretz around you. Think about how many people throughout history were saved by good, righteous Gentiles, the people, the light in the nations, I forget what it's called, the righteous people that even Yad Vashem, the righteous Gentiles, the righteous people that would be honored because they helped out the Jewish people. Maybe sometimes they felt connected to those around them because the Jewish people made it a point, those neighbors, those friends made it a point to talk to them, to interact with them, to be friendly with them. I think about the story of the rabbi who would always talk to the gas attendant. And when the gas attendant found out that rabbi passed away, he was devastated, as if he lost a really good, really close friend. Because the rabbi went out of his way to befriend those around him, to talk to those around them. Don't think that anyone is lower than you. Just because we're the Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation, it doesn't mean what you think. Chosen to make a difference in the world, but by having derech eretz and interacting nicely with those around you. You're not better than anyone else. You're not higher than anyone else. You're not chosen because you're special in certain ways. It means you're chosen to do a mission to make the world a better place, to help out everyone around you. You interact with anyone around you, say hello. Say thank you when they give you something. Say have a good day. Interact with people. Thank you so much for your help. I'm sorry to trouble you. I'm sorry to ask you, but can you please help me and so. Anyone you interact with, anyone you're involved with, make it a point to befriend them. Make it a point to interact with them in the right way. If we do such a thing, we can have shalom in the world. Don't hate people because they're different or because they don't have the values that you have. You could disagree on points. You could hate actions, but don't hate the person. Interact. Befriend everyone around you. Be a positive person, a happy person that has a smile for everyone around you. Pirkei Avos teaches us you should have a smiling countenance. You should have a smile upon your face. You should be the first to greet others around you. There was a great sage that always greeted those around him first. One time someone beat him to it and he wasn't happy. You have to befriend everyone around you. As the Gemara talks about befriending those around us, those who are not exactly in our way of life, being involved, interacting with people around us. If we did such a thing, there could be more shalom in the world. There could be more peace in the world. There could be more ahavat chinam, which could be the way to counteract the sinat chinam that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. If we did such a thing, if we took the advice of the Gemara to befriend those around us, maybe on some level with everyone we interact with, especially not people from your community or way of life or your Jewish aspect of your living, maybe there could be a way to make the world a much better place every day. Join us next time as we talk Erev in 65 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.